Tony Wong, Associate Portfolio Manager for the Advent Convertible and Income Fund, is here to talk convertible securities and what they can do for your portfolio in The Navigator. Welcome to The Navigator. This is where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, which is a unique industry organization in that it represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. And today, we're talking with somebody who runs a pretty unique closed-end fund. Tony Wong is Associate Portfolio Manager for the Advent Convertible and Income Fund. That's ticker symbol AVK. The Convertible and Income Fund is a 16-year-old closed-end fund that tries to provide total return through a mix of current income and capital appreciation. And convertible securities are a big part of that strategy, as the fund has to invest at least 30% of its assets in convertibles. At the end of last year, the fund had a lot more in convertibles. Now, if you want to learn more about the fund, you're going to go to guggenheiminvestments.com/AVK. Why Guggenheim? Because Guggenheim Investments is the servicing agent for Advent. Advent, however, is on Twitter at Advent Capital with an underscore after it. Tony Wong, good to chat with you.
Chuck, it's great to be here.
Let's start with a quick primer on convertible securities. They are an asset class that I love personally. I've owned them myself and encouraged my dad to own them back in the day. That most people don't really understand and really don't understand why they want this kind of hybrid investment when they otherwise are controlling, you know, I buy stocks here and I buy bonds there.
Yeah, that's very understandable, Chuck. And I understand that investors may not know a whole lot about convertible securities at the beginning, but if the attraction is that people believe that you receive access to a security that's part bond and part equity. But what's really important and the unique attribute of the convertible bond is that you, the investor, have the ability to choose between the two. If the stock does great, you can convert your bond into stock at the end of the period. If the stock doesn't work very well, then you default back to a bond and you get the principal value of the bond back. And so because you can have the better of the two, the long-term performance of the convertible asset class has actually been in the last 30, 40 years closer to that of the equity indices than the bond indices.
And yet there are not a tremendous amount of convertible funds, especially in the ETF structure and even in the closed-end structure. There are not a lot of convertible securities funds. Is that because there's a supply issue when it comes to convertibles? They're not that big? Is that because they trade differently when you're looking at how you're going to buy them? Why haven't we seen more of this? Because they're such a good tool for those folks who understand them.
They do trade differently with different desks among the brokerages, but I think really a lot of it is the expertise needed to trade them. You've got a bond element, you have an equity element, but you also have to value the option involved between the two. And so traders and portfolio managers and other players in the convertible markets are a bit in their own little world in regards to that. And as a result, there aren't that many managers who specialize in convertible securities. Advent is proud to be one of them. We're one of the larger players in the convertible asset class, but it is a very healthy asset class. It has about $450 billion of issuance around the world, over half of which is in the United States, and a lot of growth companies, a lot of technology, healthcare, consumer discretionary companies use the convertible asset class to raise capital when they need it.
Some of the folks who invest in convertibles will say, I only want to invest in the really big ones, the brand names. There does seem to be a difference, at least in terms of popularity, between the big convertibles and the small ones. Does that create an opportunity? Why is there that discrepancy? Because if you're an ordinary stock investor, well, you're going to own large caps, you're going to own small caps. But it seems in convertibles, as I look at convertible funds, a lot of the funds that are out there kind of say, hey, we focus in a particularly small pool in the convertible space.
Well, you're right about that, Chuck, in that some funds focus on the more liquid aspects of the convertible asset class. For example, the only large ETF in convertibles limits itself to issuances that are, I think, $400 or $500 million of issuance size. But active managers of convertible funds can take advantage of greater pricing inefficiencies among mid and small cap issuers. We here at Advent, we have a full investment staff of 7 analysts who are sector focused and geographically focused. And we do take a look at all manner of convertible issuances. Some are done by small cap companies that are issuing bonds that are about $100 million in size. And we have the trading expertise to navigate our way through those markets. And we think that's a great way for for active investments, the active investing attitude to really add value in this particular asset class.
Are people also getting value right now looking at convertibles in a closed-end fund structure? Because as I looked at AVK, the Advent Convertible and Income Fund, it's trading at a pretty significant discount. And the convertible space, the convertible securities funds that I've looked at, anything in closed-end funds that seems to own convertibles has been pretty heavily discounted for several years now.
Yes, I think that the convertible securities universe is one where investors do have to learn a little bit about the attributes of the product. The more they learn, though, the more they like it, because they like the idea that they have an option at their choice to own an equity if it turns out well, or a bond if the equity does not turn out well. I think the real positives of the closed-end fund structure are that you get monthly income done on a very smooth basis. Convertible closed-end funds, of course, you have part of your appreciation comes from your income, part of your appreciation comes from capital gains. The capital gain part can be unpredictable. It may be short-term or long-term. It depends on when the fund decides to realize those gains. The convertible closed-end fund format allows the smoothing of those capital gains on a monthly basis, and that helps, I think, create a more predictable set of income for the investor.
There's also the way that convertibles trade. Now, this, from an individual investor standpoint, this is one of those cases where, you know, just as most individuals shouldn't own traditional bonds too much or start to do more than like, most individuals are not going to get particularly involved in convertibles. But if they're looking, I mean, convertibles, there's always this option value, you know, the, hey, what's going to be the best way to do this? Do I want to own this as a stock? Do I want to convert it to the bond? Is it more like what people think about convertibles, whether they wanted to do this themselves or they want to do it with a fund, is the basic thing, hey, you're looking for the ones that have that, you know, if it's got the best option value, that's the best deal? Or is it not that simple?
A lot of the value comes from owning the convertibles, Chuck, that do have the most option value. There are convertibles of all kinds, right? There are convertibles where the strike price is far away and it mostly acts like a bond. There are convertibles where the stock has already done well and the strike price is close, or the stock price is past the strike price, and so the convertible acts more like an equity. The ones where in the middle, where there's the most uncertainty whether over time the stock price is close to the strike price, and therefore we don't know if the stock will go up or down, and it's the outcome is still unknown. That is where the option value is the highest, and the fact that you have that choice in the end is really values the most. And that's another part of active investing in the convertible universe. The ETF that I spoke of that has focuses on the liquid areas, it also doesn't differentiate. It owns all kinds of convertible bonds of all stripes. And active investing that is done by AVK, that is done by a lot of other convertible closed-end funds, focuses on convertibles that are close to the money, where the stock price is close to the strike price, and you are neither way out of the money nor way in the money. And that allows you to isolate the fact that that option value becomes very meaningful down the line.
But does that treat convertibles like a separate asset class, or do you consider convertibles part of the asset class of the underlying asset? In other words, because you can own different things, I can have convertibles on a tech company, I could have convertibles on a bank. Do I wind up thinking of convertibles as an asset class, or should I be thinking of, no, it's a tech investment and a financial services investment?
When we think of convertibles as their own asset class, or as an add-on to a fixed income asset class where people are looking for duration protection, or as an add-on to an equity portfolio where people are looking for a little bit more protection. And so the volatility aspect of the option, where the higher volatility is, the more valuable than the option value is, if you remember your Black-Scholes theory, that's a very key part of owning that. And when volatility goes up, which commonly happens when equity markets are weaker, that can cushion the blow, the decline that occurs in the convertible price because of the equity declines. And so that ends up cushioning your downside and adding to your downside protection, which is a very good attribute, which helps the Sharpe ratios of the convertible asset class. And it's one reason why pensions like to invest in convertible funds too, because it provides them a little bit more certainty of their returns.
Yeah, it's kind of a self-hedging investment in its own way.
I think that's a good way of putting it, Chuck, yes.
Well, then we'll end there. This has been great. Learned a lot and know a lot more in terms of how you might want to handle convertibles in a portfolio. Tony Wong, thanks so much for joining me.
Chuck, it's been great to be here. Thank you.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. I am Chuck Jaffe, and you can learn more about my work and my show at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about closed-end funds and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, Tony Wong, Associate Portfolio Manager at Advent Convertible and Income Fund, ticker AVK. Follow Advent on Twitter at Advent Capital and learn more online at GuggenheimInvestments.com/AVK. The Navigator Podcast is available every Friday. Please subscribe where you find all your favorites, and we hope you'll hear from us again next week.